Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the job.
Crab Feast, y'all.
Yeah.
Another Tuesday.
Another Crab Feast. Woo! That, eh?
Y'all were like, wait, did that go out? Did my
that was a really good pitch touch. There was like both wheels were going up inside the plane. There was that one that was out just for a little bit. Then it went up in there and buckled up nice. Good to touch your pitch, Jay Larson.
Good to see you, Comedy Cell. Great to be here with you. Great to be here with you, Feaster Nation. JayLarsonComedy.com is my website where you can find my special Me Being Me. And Jay Larson Comedy on all social media. For any in-town dates, go there. Boston, I've mentioned, I'll be there the 27th and 28th. Unfortunately, the 26th show has been canceled. I will still be the 27th and 8th. So go get your tickets now because I have a feeling that they're going to go kind of quick because of that Thursday night not being there. Ticket sales are really good, actually, they told me.
What do you mean, actually? It should be good.
I know. Well, that's why I'm saying get some ticks. And you know, my albums, if you don't have those, or just go over to my YouTube channel and subscribe. I'd really appreciate that just to have some people. I like to put stuff up there once in a while. And that's it. Sickle Cell.
Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. I've mentioned it week after week. We're taking a survey. Just go to thecrabfeast.com, upper right-hand corner. Click that survey and take it for us, y'all. We want to learn a bit about you guys. And also Spotify. You can listen to us on Spotify. We are over there. Just open the app on mobile or desktop. Click on the browse channel and then click on the podcast section. Crabfeast.com is our website. Get your merch there. A lot of you still hitting that merch. We got to come out with a new shirt. What do you guys think we should come out? What's the new shirt you guys think we should come out with? Hit us up on social media and let us know. And you know where you can find us on social media? The Crab Feast on Facebook and Twitter.
We have a great new sponsor that's a little different for us, and I love that we have it. They're called FabFitFun. And what FabFitFun is, it's a seasonal subscription box for women everywhere to discover new brands and products for a life well lived.
Stop, girl!
FabFitFun delivers a box of full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products delivered four times a year. So, you know, four seasons, four times a year. For
is
just
quarterly?
That's quarterly, Ryan. Right, that's yeah. Correct. 25% of the time. I don't know what that means. Delivered four times a year for just $49.99 a box. Each box available for purchase in between seasonal boxes with newly discovered items, editor's boxes. So you can get like other boxes as well, and you can add on to boxes. Now, you might be saying, Jay, $49.99. That's not a lot when the value of the box is $200. Okay, this is a great, great Mother's Day gift. You know, like if you're going to think about flowers or candy, forget it. FabFitFun is all you need to make this Mother's Day magical. If you're not sure what to get a woman that gave you everything, like your mom or your wife or your grandmother, FabFitFun has you covered. They take the guesswork out of giving gifts, a gift that your mom is guaranteed to love, or your wife or your aunt or the special woman in your life. FabFitFun is basically 12 gifts for the price of one. Get your mom goodies for a variety of categories, health, beauty, fitness, lifestyle, home. The other thing that's great about it is it promotes, you know, a healthy living, you know, which I think we all think like, oh, candy, flowers, when this is like, hey, it's something that they're going to use all year and it can introduce them to new things. And so they sent one over to my wife and it was just fantastic. It had so many cool things inside the box, tons of different products. You can choose the bag you want. It can be like a clutch. It can be like a duffel bag.
You this, see him right now doing his hand gestures for clutching. You look good, Karen.
Sleep masks. I mean, there's just like all these different cool things. And my wife's like, oh, this is dope. This is dope. I say dope. She doesn't really. But it's a cool product and it's something different. And it's nice to see us being able to bring something out there for the ladies in everyone's lives.
I love it.
Okay. So This is what you need to do. To try FabFitFun today, go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and start getting the box of a life well lived. Use promo code CRABFEAST, okay? Promo code CRABFEAST to get $10 off your first box. That's $39.99 of products for over $200 value. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use code CRABFEAST to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Woo! Sickle?
That sounded fab, fit, and fun,
you know,
right there.
Man, I'm not fit, but I'm fat.
If you're hiring, you know every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. So if you're hiring and you got your position at job sites and waiting and waiting and waiting for the right people to see it, it's not going to happen. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not going to happen. You're going to sit there and you're going to wait. And you're never going to find the right person that way. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built the platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day.
No T in that quality.
Quality Canada, man. I'm just, that's a Baltimore accent. In just one day, And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/crab. That's ZipRecruiter.com/crab. ZipRecruiter.com/crab. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Smartest way to listen to a podcast is right here for free. With the Crab Feast. We're excited. Two guests this week. We've had them on before. They have a great new special out on Netflix, and they're going to tell us a little bit about it and then some great stories. We love them to death. Ladies and gentlemen, Natasha Legere and Moshe Kasher. Natasha and Moshe. Welcome back to the Crab Feast.
Thank you. I want a poster of us from our last episode. I don't think they do posters for every episode.
Every episode.
Could you imagine?
It wasn't that memorable, I think.
my father worked at the... National Airport. You made me think of something right away.
You know, my father died 18 years ago, and I think of him every day.
He took me to work one day, and in the break room, there were three of the four walls were completely covered, wallpapered, and losing lottery tickets.
Whoa.
They took everyone, and they only had one wall to go, and that's
Wait, this is where?
This is at my father's. He worked at National Airport for Pan Am, and that was like their break, like the little break area.
You know, my father plays the lottery every day. And I see him at his desk when I went to visit him. He has his numbers. And I looked at him once and I was like, Dad, are you sure that this is something? And he looked at me and he put his glasses down. He goes, I will win one day.
The glasses.
Delusional.
No, but the glasses makes it not delusional. It's like, honey, look me in the eyes. I'm going to win one day.
But it was like he was. But that makes you realize why people do it. Yeah. And he told me, too. I go, how much have you won? He's like, I think I got a free ticket two times. Like it was something crazy. Wow. Or maybe one time he won a couple $100.
You know, they call this is pretty cynical, but they call the lottery a tax on the stupid.
Yeah, that makes. I mean, I do it a lot.
Guilty over here.
Yeah,
I played it too.
I mean, when they're up to 50 million a month.
No, exactly. What's so funny? You think you're better than it? You go like, that's a foolish idea. The odds, there's no pot. What was that jackpot? I'm going to 7-Eleven.
Do you know every time I play, I look at my ticket. I'm like, I can't fucking wait. And I'll like
you
grab
play?
My phone. Not all the time, but I'll do it like once every 2 weeks. I'll play, and I'll.
That is a lot.
Okay, sorry, Natasha. I play.
That's
You know what? He turns his glasses. I will win one day.
Sunglasses. Yeah. But every time I go to look, I'm like fired up. I'm like, what if? I already think about exactly how I'm going to tell my wife, exactly how I'm going to tell my family, and then I look at it and I don't get. I'll like play six pick'ems and I don't get one number. I'm like. This is fucking ridiculous. Not one fucking number. And I get super pissed and I'm like, not doing this again. And then I'll go into the store and I'll be like, I just need the milk and the bread. And like, let me get a couple Reese's over here. And I go, what are you at? 150? I'm like, all right, let me get two tickets for 150.
You can't help it.
Yeah.
That's how I am with sucking the occasional dick.
You know what I mean?
Oh, honey, I have something to tell you.
S and that D, son.
No, but you know what bothers me is when you're at the liquor store and there's one of those like lotto rats in front of you in line.
What
is the activity that they're up to? I don't understand it.
Wait, what's a lotto rat?
They're up there with like every fucking scratcher and their numbers and stuff. They're up there for 20 minutes.
And they're doing business. They're not just saying, give me a bunch of these things, walking away. They're like doing business at really the, yeah. They're like scratching a bit and going, okay, good, give me another one. And it's like very
active.
Well,
it's also about numbers, so it might like attract people who have like a, you know, propensity, like a little crazy, a little... You know,
a little off the spectrum.
Yeah, spectrum-y.
Spectrum.
Well, because then you buy the scratch. Because if you buy scratch and you play a lot of, you know what I mean? You're just, you're looking for anything to come in and save you.
At least at a casino, you can like choose a game that you're good at. It's still chance, but it's not, I mean, like lotto is just throwing your money away.
I read a quote. It said, lottery promises for the poor what property performs for the rich.
Whoa.
So... I didn't know you
were
poor, Jay.
That just sounds like a bumper sticker that Natasha would have.
Bumper sticker?
Like, yeah, bitch
on her fucking Bentley.
Some poor family comes, throws an orange
That's
at
totally
her.
Totally in Natasha Leggero.
That is so funny to think about as your bumper sticker.
All right, well, let's, before we get too far
Wait,
into
classy
this,
bumper stickers. I should sell those at my show.
Classy That's bumper funny. Stickers.
Okay. Keep going.
I want you to promote. I want you to promote what you're here to promote.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make sure we do that because we'll get talking and forget to do that.
Okay, absolutely. Coming to Indio, California, it's the Coachella Music and Arts Festival.
By the way, I was plugging our special today on another podcast, and Howard Kramer was like, that's the same week as Coachella. I was hilarious. Like, I think our Netflix special can come out 5 days before Coachella.
It is at the same time as Coachella. That was just a random
poll. The same week.
We have a Netflix special coming out April the 17th that we did together. I think we're the first duo.
Yeah, are you?
Well, we're definitely, I think, the first couple to do a Netflix special.
And it's on a Tuesday. Oh, and that's a Tuesday with the Liquid You.
And this is exactly when this is coming out, day of. You know what today. I love about it is that you each do stand-up and then you get up together and do it with, and you bring people up, or how does the whole thing work?
It's like episodes. So there's three episodes to it. And Natasha does her half-hour special. I do a half-hour special. And then the third half-hour is us coming up on stage together. And we tell the kind of story of our wedding, which I think we might have kind of started to tell the last time we were on. But we developed
the red wedding.
So
exactly.
Is this, last time you were here, you promoted the tour. Is this special built off of what you went out and did?
The special is called... Yep. The Honeymoon Tour Stand-Up Special.
It's called The Honeymoon Stand-Up Special, yeah.
So if you haven't heard the first time they were on, go back and listen to
that. You're not going to be able to understand this episode if you don't press pause right now. Go back.
Moshe, they're not going
to
do that.
Okay, well, you'll be... Okay, this will be hard to translate. But, so yes, it turned into the special, and then... is what we were doing on the road. She'd do half hour, I would do half hour, and then we bring couples up and do like live relationship counseling / roasting, and that made it to it's really good.
Who cuts deeper, Moshe or Natasha? When you
cuts deeper, what does that mean?
Like when you're roasting,
that means
who goes?
It's you.
Who, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, you don't
no.
Even, I think that's true.
I'm a little more like heartless, and Moshe's a little more.
That's what he
that's
means.
What that's what it
exactly
means.
What he means.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he's
ruthless.
Saying, You're meaner. I'm a little bit more. I'm a little quicker and
you make
snappier.
The fun. Yeah.
Moshe likes to like keep it just funny, whereas I'm trying to really get to the bottom of their issues.
Right. Yeah. She really does.
And Moshe's always like,
okay. Thank you very much. Okay, we're all good.
Moshe's always trying to wrap it up and with a joke, and I'm always trying to like get going to that like deep issue.
But sometimes there are some funny deep issues that you get to. Like once we were in one of the early shows in Santa Cruz. We had this couple up, and it was revealed that the guy, she was really upset.
Real
at him.
Quick, I want to ask this. Do you vet these ahead of time, or do you just pluck?
No,
we pluck.
You do?
We be plucking.
So you know nothing about these people when they walk up, except that they're a couple.
I mean, that's just in a theater in Minneapolis. I mean, it's not like we have time to vet people.
But sometimes it backfires, but I would say almost never. It's almost always.
Well, you guys are quick on your feet. Right. You know what I mean? It's like our podcast. Like the last time you guys on it kind of backfired. But with Ryan and I here, you know what I mean?
The Red Podcast.
The Red Podcast.
Where everybody dies. But no, most of the time, I do a lot of crowd work when I do stand-up. And it's just like I always feel like there's magic in every crowd. And if I don't find it, it's because I didn't find it, not because it wasn't there. Which is also
Moshe,
a bumper sticker that Natasha put.
That's a great class.
Moshe is like very high level with crowd work, though. So it's like you are just really good at it.
Thank you, honey.
I mean, I'm not just saying that.
Thank you.
You could do a whole special doing it.
On the way over here, I was saying, okay, now when Jay and Ryan sit down, one of the first things I need you to say.
You guys are both stand-ups. Would you ever be able to do
need to grind my
crowd. Would you guys ever be able to do an hour of crowd work?
Jay, I would. Jay probably
100%.
Could.
I love most crowd work.
Okay, okay.
I remember what it was like. It was like, I don't know, 14 months ago, a year and a half ago, and I saw him at the Comedy Store. And I hadn't seen him in forever, and he got off. I go, Jesus Christ, dude, are you? That was all crowd work. And you're like, yeah, I'm just doing crowd work when I come up to the store now. And then I started, because then I remember I saw you like 6 months later. I'm like, so what, are you not doing any material? And you're like, no, when I go do the row, when you do the special, you're going to do material.
Well, I, you know, I don't know.
Natasha.
I do material.
She does most of
material. I do like talking to the crowd, but I also, I don't know. I want it to be
Natasha,
like at my leisure.
I can see Natasha's crowd work, like getting into something and being like, that's not interesting. Move on. Like, she would just move on. Where,
yeah.
Yeah.
But there's also tricks you learn.
Sure.
Yeah. I go like, hey, we got the fat table over here. We got the, you know, the, I'm good at this. Do you ever hear the story about Bobby Slayton? Speaking of the fat table, the gay table?
No.
You ever heard the story? This is a crazy story. So that's one style of crowd work, as you know, which is Bobby Slayton is kind of the king of that. But Lisa Lampanelli would do that. And I think maybe Rickles. I never saw Rickles. But where they would establish characters.
Yeah. In the crowd. Here's my gay man. Right. Here's my...
When I saw Rickles, he did a black male and an Asian female. And then at the end, it was in Vegas. And at the end, they got watches and shit.
That's so classy.
Set up. But he would pick two. And then they would benefit.
Were there a bunch of jokes about Asian people?
All night long, he's coming back and hitting him and hitting her for an hour. He's just touching on both of them nonstop.
Do you think they were plants?
I don't think they were plants. I think they were stock jokes that could work for any black man and Asian woman. And
it goes.
But did he need an Asian woman? Because what if there wasn't an Asian woman at his show?
There's an Asian woman in Vegas always.
But it goes
go to the Pai Gow table. You know what I mean?
It goes further than that, which is that sometimes there, like when there's a gay table.
Yeah.
There doesn't even need to be a gay man there. It's just like there's always the gay table, right? And so apparently Bobby Slayton, that's his thing. He always like the gay table and, you know, it's just like going back, same thing. Gay, gay, gay. Okay, so he does that.
Did you witness this?
No, I didn't. Bay Area.
All right.
It's not really my story to tell, but I'm assuming Bobby's not doing a lot of podcasts right now, so I'm going to tell it for him.
Please.
So he does that. By the way, he recently apparently got into trouble for that in San Francisco. Like, you know, I mean, the insult comics are really, they're the front lines in the war.
San Francisco.
In the woke war.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the insult comics are going down.
They are.
But anyway, that's not the story. So he does this. He's at the Sacramento Punchline, and he's like, you know, my gay guy, hey, you know, fancy boy, you like quiche, you know, whatever, these 80s kind of trope jokes. Does it, ha ha ha, end of show. A year and a half later, he gets booked to do the Punchline in Sacramento again. I mean, whatever. His agent
calls.
He does
it again.
He goes back to Sacramento. He's doing it. Blah, 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 end of the show. He walks out. A guy walks up to him and he's like, hey, motherfucker, remember me? And Bobby's like, what? He's like, I was the gay guy last year. And he punches him in the face. The police are called. He goes to jail. Like, they sued him. Like, the whole... Can you imagine?
Holy shit.
A whole year yelled on that.
A year and a half.
I mean, you're sitting at home going, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. He's gay.
Yep.
And then a year... You get in your car. You see in the paper, Bobby Slayton's coming back to town. You buy a ticket to see Bobby Slayton.
Unbelievable.
So you can go punch him.
Wait the whole show.
Wait the whole show.
So you can punch him.
You
that
see...
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
You see the fact that he does this to every single show that he does. You see there's another gay table.
Totally.
And you
I didn't
punch
even think of that,
Bobby Slayton in the face.
That's crazy.
Well, we haven't had any situations like that. We've actually had people get married from our show.
That is true.
We've had the opposite experience.
We've pulled couples up and they're like close to engagement, and then they email us like, oh, that was really cool, and it brought us, you know, we just loved it, brought us even closer together, and now we're engaged, and so now we're married, whatever.
I got a couple I got married.
Really?
But when I used to bartend, they would come in as friends all the time, and one day then she started coming in without him, and then one day he came in without her. And I was like, where's your girl? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I haven't seen her, blah, blah, blah. And then they came in together 2 weeks later, and I go, hey, guys, you know what I'm going to get annoyed of? And they go, what? I go, that you're coming in separate when it's clear that you're in love with each other. And they're like, what? I'm like, it's fucking all over your faces. And they're like, they weren't dating, nothing. They're married, have a kid.
Whoa.
Aww, that's
and they're
cute.
Boys with Hannibal. Like, Hannibal lives in their building.
Hannibal
and so,
Burris?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, Mike is like real close with him and would go out all the time. And then I would see them, and like, we would always, like, anytime they put a post up, because I follow them, I'll put like comments up and shit like that about like, hey, thank
you're
you.
Like, hashtag matchmaker, matchmaker.
You should do that as a bumper sticker as well, Natasha. Hashtag matchmaker, matchmaker. Yeah. Oh, this is great.
I've also guessed a woman's name one time from stage, and I guess another person's birthday from stage.
You really can do crowd work. It's not funny, but it's like it's like carnival tricks.
It's hilarious. It crushes the entire audience when I'm sitting there and I go through, and then I go, and then boom, I just pick their birthday.
That's
it's
crazy.
About connecting on a level. You know what I mean? I
see him
tune with vibration.
You know what? If you did that to me, you're like February 17th, year and a half later, I come to your show. Hey, I was February 17th, and I fucking punch
and
you
I'd
the
say
face.
We're connected right now because that's my son's birthday.
Oh, whoa. See? Our daughter is February 23rd.
You know our daughter's birthday.
Hey, what just happened? I can show you the world.
Do you know my birthday?
So what? How's your crowd work?
September 23rd.
No, that's wrong. It was recently. You know what? I'm bad with birthdays.
Fucking shut up. You really don't know her birthday?
Oh, fuck.
You guys are both married. You think a man should give
I'm
a
not
woman?
Married.
Oh, you're not. Okay, never mind.
I'm a single dad.
Do you think a man should what?
Never mind.
Ask.
Wait, why you gotta
ask?
No, sorry. If you're not married, we can't even ask the
sorry.
Question.
Yeah, ask Jay. Look at Jay.
Would your wife get mad if you didn't give her a birthday present?
If you took her out to her favorite restaurant and a movie, then.
Oh, no. She'd be like, oh, thank. That's great.
That's the present.
Thank
okay.
you.
Maybe I'm exaggerating.
But that's okay. And everyone's different, and it's going to change. I've been also married 8 years now, so it's changed.
But
we used to not do Valentine's Day.
Moshe gives me the best presents, but I just have to like make sure that
push
there's an
it.
Event
here's
where he
my
can
thing.
Like buy me a
here's my
a
thing
cape.
With presents.
he got me this for a birthday.
It's beautiful.
So cool. I get so many compliments on everything
he
gives
in case
me.
You're listening at home, she just pulled out a crystal clear Swarovski crystal butt plug.
No.
But,
yeah. They got me this.
It's,
you
my,
guys, it's nice. That's very nice.
It's my astrology cape that you gave me.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
My thing with gifts is that when they are on a schedule, it doesn't feel like it has to do with my love. It feels like it has to do with a schedule.
Yeah, but your love and, you know, a day that's like someone's birthday dedicated to them, that's a great day to go out and like figure out what to
you're
get
right,
for
you're
them.
Right, you're right, you're right.
Oh, you're right,
you're
girl.
Celebrating
you're
right. you that day.
No, you're right,
you're
right.
You're not celebrating me. Maybe you should get me a gift for our Netflix special coming out.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Actually, here's something hilarious that I've heard, and this makes me not like gifts either, is, you know, we just had a baby, and there's something called a push.
I was just going to say that.
Push
gift. Did you get a push
present,
gift for your wife?
Which is what,
no.
by the way,
for either of
if
them.
There's any people who aren't basic out there, that is a gift that you give your wife for pushing out your baby.
Oh,
and it's usually diamonds.
Speaking of your... speaking of your bumper sticker business, what was the thing that you heard about pushing that could go very well on one of those bumper stickers?
Too posh to push.
Too posh to push. That's for people that are okay. too bougie
sure.
to bother.
Yeah.
They just schedule C-section.
Like me.
Yeah, that's right.
And I scheduled the C-section at 10 a.m., and then by 10:07, the baby was around my neck.
That is true. Around my neck.
Well, they put her up on my neck.
I couldn't afford diamonds, so we put our little diamond up there. It is true that... Did your wife have any C-sections?
Both were C-sections.
Oh.
Were they planned or were they emergency?
No, the first one they told us you can't have a natural birth because the baby's turned, so it's going to have to be a C-section, which really bummed my wife out.
That can happen, though, but it can happen when the husband's dick is too big. It can cause that.
Well, that's what
I've heard
the doctor
that.
Straight up that, said.
Yes, me too, in my case as well.
You know?
In my case.
No, was that the same
your
thing?
Your kid, was that a natural birth?
My daughter turned and then turned back right
so
before,
it was natural.
So it was a natural
so
birth.
So that exactly yeah. tracks with the logic
and
of what I was saying.
She breakdances now.
That's right. She came out on the little tray.
She was spinning all around in that damn plate.
But the second one was a planned C-section because they were like, you could go for the natural childbirth, but like, you know, why risk it? You know
why
what
bother?
I mean? Because you've already had the C-section. So the second one was planned. We knew when we were going in.
Something about, I don't know if you felt this way during the C-section, something about it is like, you're so unnecessary.
Oh,
it's just like,
talk about it. Yeah,
really?
If you ever want to feel... like nothing as a man, watch a woman have a baby.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just,
but I didn't
nothing.
Push at all.
We're nothing.
I mean, they're literally.
It doesn't matter that you didn't push. You human grew inside you for 9 fucking months, and then it was removed from your body,
yeah.
period.
They're literally like shoving you
yes.
out of the way.
You don't
really?
Need to be here.
Hey, homie. Hey.
Moshe
said,
back
of the room.
Who are you?
And we were very afraid that Moshe was going to faint because the doula told us that that happens a lot and he hates blood and he said he wanted to be away from the splash zone.
I do want to be in that.
So he kept
these are the best seats, man. So
yeah. What a ringside. Well, you know, in the C-section, they lift your organs out of the body. Did you look?
Fuck no. I was right there with my wife.
Some men are into it.
No, but I was close.
Yeah, that's just not me.
Not in a sexual way. They're just curious.
Thanks for clearing that out for me.
Well, I just wanted to...
Can I get a moment alone with my wife, please?
And her pancreas. With my wife and her pancreas.
Leave that lower intestine out there. Leave that lower intestine out.
They come in. I'm wrapping your intestines around my dick. Like, oh, this is going to be a nice time to start a family.
Oh, my God.
But we've been doing good.
Yeah. Oh, it was funny, too, because Natasha... I mean, I don't know if you want to say this, but like they put the baby.
But I'll say it anyway.
I mean, they put the baby on her chest and it's really.
And by the way, I've just spent 9 months, you know, being pregnant, drinking occasionally, sure that my baby's going to have like something wrong with her. So I have no idea what's going to be, you know, I was just like pretty relieved that she had her fingers and toes.
I mean, that's your big fear, right? Is that there's going to be something wrong. But they. It's 5 minutes later. They cut her open, and then they've decided that every woman wants the baby to be on their chest, which most 99% probably do. But
skin
like,
to skin, skin to skin.
Yeah, they
skin
want
but,
skin.
I mean, there was a moment when, I mean, it was just a lot, right? Like, I feel bad even telling this story.
No, say it.
But she was just like, it was on there, and she's kind of like freaking out and overwhelmed, and I was overwhelmed too. I didn't feel, did you feel immediately like, oh, I'm a changed man. It was so surreal to me. I didn't want to cut the cord. That was never my plan. And they were like, okay,
you actually asked not to.
Because I thought I would be more freaked out than I was.
Yeah.
And I wasn't freaked out. I was mostly overwhelmed. I thought I was going to feel like grossed out or something like that. But it was like, I was mostly just like, what's happening? Why is that doctor pushing me out of the way?
I was stoked for it. And my friend works at City Hall, so I got the giant like mayor cutting scissors for it, and I just
I know you did.
I like the idea that
the only available avenue for these larger than average scissors, which are garden shears,
yeah,
is the mayor's office.
But they're right. Gold, man.
You want the key to the city scissors? We got a big key. And
give me
the
grand
scissors.
Open.
Grand open.
I was like you. I didn't want to be in the splash zone, as you call it, but I wanted to be in there. I wanted to cut the cord. But my plan was just to stand behind her and get her point of view because she couldn't see any of it.
So I rub her shoulders and stuff.
But then, yeah, like you got, you know, like I'm working at the bar, you know. And then the doctor told me to come around and grab a leg, and that's when.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I talk about it in my stand up, and I was like. Man, and you know, and then I was like, okay.
Wait, her leg or the baby?
But then
you guys were short on person.
Pulling my baby.
No, not her leg. Or
well, that's what I think you thought, right?
Well, when they put it on me, I was just like,
not her leg or the baby's leg. Ryan came around and there was a bucket of chicken. He's like, grab a leg.
It's
going to be a while.
It's going to be. Who wants a drumstick?
That's pretty presumptuous to think that you want to grab a leg.
I didn't want to be a part of it. She made me grab.
Weren't you a man down in there?
Huh?
Weren't you a man
down?
Yeah.
She had one nurse came in and they were like, you need to be the other one.
For real?
I swear. And I was like, I don't want to do that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But like, you're actually unsanitary. You're like
completely
it's
all
not
the things
safe.
You're saying.
Even
you're
the cutting the cord is like I don't think
right. It is funny because
only someone sterile should be doing that.
I guess. But anyway, they kind of tapped me over and were like, "Okay, come on, you're going to cut the cord now." And I was kind of like, just like you, I guess, when they said the leg, but that's much more intense. I was just like, "Oh, okay." And I walked over and they handed me the scissors and they never asked me if I wanted to cut the cord. And I cut the cord and it was like not that big of a deal. And then when we got back to the room, for some reason, I don't know what this is, but I left. The moment I could leave, I walked out. I got like a huge plate of enchiladas and like two donuts.
And just housed.
And I just started. I don't know what it was about.
Wait, but who was watching the baby?
I don't know. I put her in that little bucket. But no, there were like the nurses came and they had to do something.
Oh,
so
maybe
there was,
like, I was
an hour.
Like falling asleep or something.
Yeah, so, you were out of it. And there was an hour where I was like could leave and I don't know what it was. I was like, I want a buttermilk donut and some enchiladas, and I just like
you turned into the pregnant woman.
That's right. Yeah.
So wait, because let me ask you this, because when the first baby Kate, they drugged her so hard for that C-section that she was out for like 20 hours, so it was just me taking care of the baby for 20 hours. Yep. And so when we went to the second one, her biggest thing was we didn't do any, like, you know, some people are like, oh, we want to bring in a song mix and this is how we want our birth, like, process. We didn't really do that. So the second time,
you didn't have a birth plan.
The second time, she was pretty adamant about, like, I want to talk to the anesthesiologist and tell him, like, you go slow. And this guy was dope. So the second time after the birth, she was good. She was ready to go. But were you drugged up for a while afterwards? She
was. Well, what I'm realizing is that we had, everyone kept talking about how great our anesthesiologist was. Like, the remember that morning? Because my friend had the same doctor, and she told me the other day that they had, like, an intern. And they kept missing her spine. Oof. And yeah. She had to get it, like, a couple times. So I just think we got very lucky that I got the exact right amount of
But you were still pretty out of it. Like, she was so out of it.
You basically pee for 24 hours in your bed. You got a catheter.
Well, she was so out of it, she didn't know that when I got back with the enchiladas and the donut, when I was done with that, I went back just for, like, one last fuck. Before we had to, you know, it's like before we were really officially paired. But she didn't even know I was there.
Officially paired.
That's dark as shit.
I still had buttermilk biscuit crumbs.
Wait, by the way, this is the first I've heard that you went out for, like, a full meal.
Oh, I ate. I don't understand.
Did I fall asleep? Maybe I was more out of it. You kept saying how out of it I was. So maybe I was more out of it than I thought.
You were.
And then you're, like, on drugs and someone's, like, trying to teach you how to breastfeed. And
it was kind of cool, though, as a dad. I don't know if you felt this way. Like, for me, her being all on drugs, like, it was nice because I was kind of forced into the, like, caretaker.
Oh, yeah.
As the dad. And everything's about the mom for so long that you're kind of like, oh, it's you. And you never really think about, like, all of a sudden you're like, wow, I have to hold this thing. And, like, I slept with her on my chest and stuff in the little nap room. And that was pretty nice. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, you know what? This is really nice. I'm a new man. But you know what make this better? A buttermilk donut. Get one of those.
So you wanted to make the experience. So it wasn't like eating to, like,
I don't know what it was about, but it was pathological for sure. I was hungry, but, like, I don't eat like that. I don't just go get a buttermilk
donut.
But
you told me you used to get donuts when you bombed.
I did. I would either.
So maybe you thought that this was as bad as bombing.
Oh, no.
I would, on the way home from the store, before I was with Natasha, I would be trying to get laid. If I bombed, I would remember it was like a 1-to-1 correlation. I'd be texting girls going like, hey, what's up? Sup? You up? Sup? You up? And if nobody hit me back by the time I hit this one donut that was right on Santa Monica and Vermont, like just before that, I would pull over. I would get a buttermilk donut and I would drive home and eat the whole
thing. Wait, so do you think that you felt like your life was over, so you should probably go get a donut?
No, I think that I felt like both of those, well, I don't know.
Uncontrollable emotions, probably. Yeah.
It was a primal thing. There. You've protected your own. Your child's now born safely, and you just wanted to go fucking eat and tear.
I've heard over in Afghanistan when guys come home from battles, that's all they want are buttermilk donuts.
Really?
From protecting, and all that shit. Man.
Those are the real heroes. They want a buttermilk donut.
I don't even know what a buttermilk donut is.
It's the crinkly one. It's so.
Oh, mean. You're talking about one. Like a cake
no, not
donut.
Glazed. No, it's glazed, right. And it instead of being just a cakey thing, it's like cracked.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't
on the
think
top.
It, will you take me one for one tonight?
Maybe we'll go get one tonight.
After your steak.
But, I don't know where we were.
You were on relation. You
aren't
had
donuts,
someone get married.
Oh, that's
breakfast
right.
Breakfast foods? Like, how do you get one late at night? They're just open?
Oh, Krispy Kreme's always
damn,
open.
Yeah.
We all want Krispy Kreme.
Sorry,
I see you've never
I'm
bombed. You're like, wait, what does sup you up mean? I don't... What does them being up have to do with? I'm unclear. But that was weird. That was weirder to me that when I would bomb, I would want to get laid. It was like that's the psychology there is very transparent. You know, you feel weak.
Yeah,
you feel emasculated. You want to feel strong and be man again. Anyway,
we just flowed for a while, but we talked about something earlier that I thought you would go to about a flag.
Oh,
I know the flag.
I would love to talk about Moshe. So now Moshe's like feeling like he's a real man.
Well, here's the thing. Look at me. You see me. I'm not.
I see you.
I don't
masculine
scream.
As F. Son.
Yeah, I don't scream. Just got back from Afghanistan.
No, but he's the most alpha you'll ever meet. You know?
Basically,
alpha beta.
We have a house.
Every once
we've
in a while.
Named it.
Right.
We've put a lot of time into our decor.
Right.
It's and called, Moshe's all right.
The name of the house is Shea Mildred.
Her name's Mildred because that was the woman who bought it.
And but
lived
every
there
once
for
in a while,
years.
even if you are, you know, like a foppish NPR nerd, you know, it's like, and also I just look like this. There's a little more man to me than I would appear. It doesn't really matter. The point is, you like to like try to repair a thing.
So Moshe bought a flag for the top of the house
because the house has a nautical color scheme. And I was like, what would be dope is if we put a signal flag on top of the whole you know, the peak of the house.
Peak, yeah.
That is white and blue, because our house is all white and blue. That would, like, kind of pull it all together.
So you weren't going to know what the flag symbolized?
It's M. It's
M.
like the... Well,
M for Mildred.
Basically, oh, cool. Nautical or flags have, like, meaning. Letters.
Right.
So he puts this M, and for Mayor Cutie.
But you know what it stands for when you put it up on your boat?
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, no, M. It is M.
Yeah, like, you can actually signal. Like, we took a tour of Greece on a boat, and the man had all of the flag signals tattooed.
Right. How you and talk what from I'm boat asking you is, do you know what the...
M, bruh. M. M is
That's
M.
what it means?
It means M.
It doesn't mean anything. It just symbolizes an M. It's like, I don't
know. Okay, because there are other flags you put up if it's like... Oh, right.
No, this
distress,
is a letter.
No
this
food.
Is a letter.
You know,
right.
Stuff
or,
like that.
Or buttermilk donut.
Buttermilk
that's a famous flag.
That's a
big
I got through bombing C-section. On this over here. I need a buttermilk donut from the Coast Guard stat.
So Moshe has been, we had a handyman put it up a year ago. It got all tattered.
It's very high up there.
So Moshe has been
and
asking
me. I put a non-outdoor flag up.
How high
it was
up is very high up?
100 feet.
Okay.
It's very high. High.
It's not possible.
And Moshe has
it's
been
not
telling
100
me.
Feet.
Oh, 50?
10 feet per story.
It's a three-story
then
house.
30 feet.
30 feet. I saw a picture on Instagram.
I'm like, oh, no, it's 100
maybe
feet. That makes sense. It is 100 10 feet.
10 stories.
I've got a 10-story house, bitch.
So you need a 30-foot ladder to get up to it unless you were calling out on the roof or something.
No,
right.
But Moshe has been asking me now for, I'd say, 2 months if he can climb on the roof.
Flag and
tatters.
And
do it himself. Okay. And he keeps. And I've asked how many handymen. Like, I'm like, is this a good idea?
Kind of roof.
And they
how
all
sloped,
laugh.
How sloped is the roof? Is
it not as slow? It's more sloped than Moshe thought.
Well, hold on. You're putting the car before the horse or story was. It was, I thought...
No flat, it's all angled.
It is angled, and I believed that I would be able to scramble up it.
Scramble!
And he's pitching me this idea with his, like, hair in his face and his,
scary!
Like...
Scary! Stop scrambling, it's scary! Scary!
And his shower shoes on, like his,
showers.
Like, Nike
no,
slides.
I'm saying, like, no, I got these hiking shoes. I'm going to wear the hiking shoes because they got grip.
And I said, please don't do that. I beg you
not
to
I got a new flag. I ordered it from online. It's for the outdoors. This one won't
tatter. Nylon.
Right, nylon.
But are you going up a ladder? Are you coming
no,
out of a window?
He's coming out of a window.
So I'm popping out. So
onto a roof, though.
She forbids me to do it.
But
right?
Hold on. Coming out of a window, stepping on a roof,
onto
or
a roof.
Reaching up
no,
and
by
upper
way, Moshe,
body strength pulling yourself
no,
up.
I don't know
no way.
You still did that, and I begged you not to.
Hold on. So she forbade me to do it. It's off the table. She says, she goes, do you have a will? Was one of her questions.
And he's like, yeah, to put that damn flag up.
I got a way.
A will and a way, goddamn.
So I finally just decide, fuck it. I'm going to do it, right? Like, fuck her. She doesn't know. I'm a man. I'm going to do it.
But answer Ryan's question, because I still don't understand. Every time I've asked
did you
popped the screen out.
Okay, but did you step onto the roof from a window, or did you, like, reach up and pull yourself up?
Something in the middle of those two things, okay? Like, there was a little area, but it was sloped. And then I grabbed a board and I flipped myself around and I kind of did.
Flipped himself around.
Where's the flag?
Are you holding it under
your
arm? What are you doing
in my pocket? Okay. And
you hadn't thought about getting back in.
By the way, I don't know any of this is happening.
She's in the house.
Yeah.
So and she's saying
squirrels up there.
You could die, whatever. And I'm like, no. So I get up,
babe. It's only 100 feet.
It's 100 feet. What's the big deal?
I get up to. It's basically a. Like an A-frame. It's not an A-frame, but, you know, just so you understand listening at home. It's like a
peak.
It's a peak. And I get up to the top, and I have this whole idea. It's going to be real easy. I straddle the peak,
mm-hmm.
And I put my hands on the top of the peak, and I push myself forward, a little scoot by
and
scoot.
I can see it perfectly.
Fucking scoot.
Are you ready to show him your hands?
Hold on. What?
I noticed it earlier, and I thought he had like a henna tattoo
well,
on
can
it
you guys? I'm trying to tell a story here. So I get to about... First of all, there's two peaks. I didn't realize it. There's two full
Twin peaks, baby.
Shit.
It's a David Lynchian spectacle.
You, the comedy writer, hadn't realized the
I didn't realize there was two.
Right.
And I'm up there, and I'm starting to realize.
Wait, when did you realize it?
Well, one of the first things that happened was I stepped on something. It was a piece of metal mesh, and I slipped a little.
Are you in your boots?
I'm in my
boots. You are in your
boots. Immediately, that's what happened.
Immediately, it was as if
the loose footing.
Me,
like,
it was as if to, exactly. It was as if telling me, "Hey, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, right.
Things can go wrong. You're not in the danger zone."
How
yet.
How much did your heart jump when that happened?
Oh, it jumped. So I, but I don't, I'm like kind of determined.
I have anxiety just thinking about it because you're so vulnerable up there.
So I get to the.
And he's never done anything like that. There's no reason why he needs to be. And by the way, we have a handyman there with a ladder doing other things.
There? No, that's an exaggeration. That's, I would say not an exaggeration. That's a lie, Natasha.
Were they there within the week, though?
Yes.
They were next door at our friend's house, but we could have borrowed the ladder.
Anyway, so I get to the end of peak one, and I know this is a bad idea.
Like it's Dante's peak he's talking over here.
I'm like, this is a very bad idea. The roof
is going.
The roof is hot. I'm afraid, but I'm looking at that flag, and I'm like, I'm already here. You know, and I'm like,
and you're just swapping it for the new M flag, this old flag.
Yeah, that's
but the flag, the original was also put up by you, or that was already
that
flown?
No, that was put up by a professional.
Professional flag putter upper.
Most remember when we got the bill for that?
It was expensive.
It was very because he risked his life to do it.
We got ripped off, and I'm not trying to do that. All I'm doing is replacing that. So I do climb all the way to the peak, and at this point, it's even more to the end of the second peak. At this time, it's even more dangerous because not only am I at this rakish angle, but there's a drop off.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is the back of your house one floor and you on a hill, so the front of the house or the other side of the house is like three floors?
Yes, it's much shorter on.
Yes, that's what I thought.
On the
it
one
doesn't
side.
Look that big.
On the other, but the side I'm on is like real scary.
That's this drop.
So and you
like
have
that
to
Brady
like
Bunch
you have to like reach
there.
Around to do the stuff. Like it's like you would have to lean forward. I mean, what I will say is I did take the tattered flag off. I was able to do that.
Got that down.
I was not able to summon the courage to put the new flag on. I did back away from the task.
Was it because you didn't want to pull it out of your pocket and do all that?
There was like a lot of fear at that. At
didn't
this point,
you need
I'm,
the flag to
I'm
be able
vibrating
to...
vibrating with fear. I'm like, now I realize I have to turn around as well. I don't know how I'm going to turn around. And I keep thinking the same thought. This is the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. And then I look down at my hands and... They
holy
are.
Shit. Holy
Jesus, dude.
We got to get a picture of you guys.
They are.
What the fuck?
Is
that from the burn or from
the burn.
Your fear of gripping?
I think it's the burn and the...
And it was hot. You didn't see. That's the thing. You didn't anticipate.
It was hot. It was,
and your adrenaline, you didn't feel it at first?
Right. And I looked,
adrenaline? That is adrenaline up there shaking.
Well, because you're so high.
Like that.
I understand. Exactly. My hands are... Those of you at home,
that's fear.
I look... It was Easter yesterday. I look like I have straight up stigmata.
He is risen, everybody.
Like,
really do.
It's so intense.
It's crazy.
And now I have to go back, and now I realize that my hands have burst. They're sore. They've burst the skin on my hands, and I don't know if I
those
can do
those are straight
it.
Giant they look like cigar burns.
Beyond.
Half a dollar.
Yeah. Half a dollar.
Piece right there.
It's so bad. And I'm like, how do I get back? And luck, I was like, how do I get back? This is, I'm in pain now.
You mean get back?
Back, all I want to do, I keep thinking about that window that I popped out of. I'm just thinking about that. Like, oh, I just got to get back there. I love my wife so much. I love my wife. I love my daughter. I just got to get home. And
by the way, I'm in the house. I did not know you were doing
she's
this.
Downstairs
you
making
don't know
me
about
a
meals,
buttermilk donut.
You don't know about the flags. You don't know about shit going on out
there. I'm up there having an existential angst. I mean, like... A life or death situation.
And are you still scooting or are you like sprawled and crawling now? Like what is your method to get back down?
Well, my problem is that things have gotten worse because my hands are now cut up and I have to do the same thing back. And I
Bruce Willis and Die Hard. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I wish somebody had this on this.
Mosh, could you have slid off the...
I will say this. It's not just me, my fear that was making this... It was genuinely dangerous.
Yeah, it's the reality. Like, no, this I could
this
die
is
from.
Real
I mean,
dangerous.
Obviously, from your hands.
The hands are like the least of my worries. There's a part of the thing when I get from peak one to peak two, where I have to scramble up and flip back. I have to get back onto peak two, and that's the most dangerous thing because if I slip, I'm falling.
I can't believe you did that.
I've heard of other people that have tried this climb before.
Of a roof?
No, of this roof. And they say peak two, getting back to
peak two.
Getting back to peak one is tough.
I know people who've died from climbing
things. Into the wild.
It's like, it's a pretty common way to die.
Have you guys ever
paralyzed?
No, it's not, Natasha. She just threw it off. It's a pretty common
it's
way to
die. It's the number four
I know
most
two
common
people
death
who died from trying to.
You know
you really
two
do
people
know two?
Who died
who?
From climbing a roof?
Tell us.
Our friend Rick's friend.
Okay.
How did he die?
From climbing a roof.
He fell off the roof?
Well, it was the transfer from peak one to peak two.
He wasn't hanging a flag for his, he didn't name his house and need to.
He was getting kickballs.
Christen it with a flag. And then Lynn's, Tad's dad died from that.
Whoa. All right.
I'm saying I just know two people.
I used shit to climb ton as kids.
I honestly think that was why I was willing to do it. When I was a kid, I was on roofs all the time, like jumping around.
Yeah, and you don't. But you also don't care when you're a kid. You don't have that fear. And now you're a parent also, and you're like, oh my God, everything is under this roof right
my
now.
My mom used to.
Everything you love is under your fucking between
my legs. No, and when I was young, my mom would. Because I was like, you know, I was like kind of a drug addict kid. My mom would hide all of her money in her bedroom and lock it. And so I would, I grew up in a San Francisco Victorian. Do you know, does that mean anything? Like how there's like two bubble windows, right? It's like the most common kind of apartment in the Bay Area. It's like a shotgun apartment and the bubble bay windows that would come out. So I would pop out of one bay window and I would scale Mission Impossible style. Like holding the little teeny rail behind. I mean, it was just like a straight drop.
Oh, that's why you thought.
And I would shimmy across, open my mom's window on the other bay window, slip in, take the cash, and then go buy drugs. Now, one time
she didn't hear you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, your wife didn't either. So
no, Moshe's mom's deaf. That's the.
But
joke.
One time, I would do it again and again, and I'm in full view of the street. There's a gas station we grew up across, so we grew up next to a bar. One time I
guys
did that.
Like, here he goes again. I got 50 on 50 things.
One time I did it, and the police came, and
they thought you were breaking in.
They thought I was breaking. Somebody called the police, and I was so embarrassed that I don't remember how they got. Oh, how they got in, or maybe they kicked the door down, or maybe the door was unlocked. They came in the house, and I was a DJ at the time, and I pretended I was DJing. So that because I was so embarrassed,
there's nobody in
what?
There. But you.
I was just like, whoops, I didn't. Goodness,
wait, what do you think that was gonna do?
I don't know. I was just embarrassed. I was just like humiliated. Like,
were they like, hey man, we just saw you out on the ledge?
Yeah, no, they had gotten a call. Anyway, whatever. Long story short, I'm on peak one.
Yeah,
trying to make my way back, and I'm looking at my hands. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I got this flag that's in tatters. And so I'm like, I'll use this old flag. So I put the flag down on the peak. And now I got like
Bruce
a bandage.
Willis.
I got a bandage that I'm like, I'm flag. And then what's fucked up is I'll go and I'll sit on part of the flag. So it's getting caught on the roof shingle behind
under
me.
Your nuts.
So I'm having to kind of like.
Are you wearing pants?
Up. I'm wearing sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
And I'm having to pop up.
You're
and
getting
pull.
Core work, tricep work,
how
everything.
How long did this whole thing take? Like
I don't
an
know,
hour?
20 minutes?
Oh, 20 minutes.
Maybe, I don't know. So I'm scooting back.
I did remember you coming in out of breath, acting weird.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I'm thinking up there, I'm like, just let me get back. And then I'm thinking also, like, I don't think I need to tell Natasha about this. I think I'll probably keep this to myself. I mean, meanwhile, I got fucking stigmata palm.
Have you thought yet of yelling for help to anyone at
yes,
all? You have
yes,
thought about it?
Because
I would have stayed to come help.
I would have been
so mad.
Were you about to call mine? I was the only person there.
No, because the truth is, there are painters next door right now, and they were on a roof, and
they're all over there.
They were like over there on the roof, and I halfway thought about calling them for help, and I also, but primarily, the ego is a trip, isn't it? Primarily, I was hoping they wouldn't turn around because I was like embarrassed.
I can't have them see
hey,
me.
Hey, guys. Guys, maybe if they turn around, you can just pretend you were DJing
on the roof.
So I climb and I climb. And the worst part is, like I said, I'm straddled on peak one. I get to peak two.
I can't hear peak one and peak two again.
He's at peak two now, though.
But I don't know how to get – I don't know how to like pop my leg over to get to – and that's the most dangerous part.
There's nothing to hold on to at all.
And I kind of just do it. I put the flag up, my blood sleeping down, and I just flip my body up to peak two, and I made it. And it was like, yo, that was the dumbest –
Did you just hold on for a second and enjoy it?
Yes. Yeah, and then when I got in, that was when I really, you know, they
how
say
how did
like,
you get off the roof? How'd you get back through that window?
That I did. I sat down on my butt and I shimmied down. But the thing was, I had come out of like a little, there's these little mini roofs on peak one. So I could shimmy down to the top of that and then pop around. But you know, they say that you become a man when your father dies. Uh-huh. And I've been through my father's death. But I actually think
he fell off a roof.
of course he did. He died. That's how people die.
That's everyone.
No, that's four. A big way
four.
That people
that's
die.
One and four. Number four. We learned that.
But I will say that, like, that did make me into a man. There was something about this that was like the end of my immaturity. I really felt like the final layer of my childhood was gone. It was
and
like,
I was so glad when you told me, because I was like, I can use this for at least another 10 years. Like when he doesn't want to listen to me, I'm like, remember the roof?
Yeah.
Or the roof, as I say in Illinois.
I'll just start crying. Remember the roof. Anyway, that was intense.
I mean, do you find that like there are a lot of things that you're not manly at, so you try them because you want to be more manly?
Well, yeah, for sure. Like when I had this trailer and I removed the air conditioning unit from it and put a new one in, and it made me feel so good. And I realized that now that the way I did it was absolutely the most counterintuitive, labor-intensive, stupid way to... I mean, I'm not kidding when I say I was in the air conditioning unit with a pair of... the kind of thing that I could only describe as what you would get from the mayor's office.
Yeah, that kind of a thing.
I have those, but I'm in the air conditioning unit, like stabbing into the machinery of it, sheathing it closed and ripping it out because I don't understand anything about like how to remove this thing. Anyway, it was like one of the best experiences of my life because it was like, I am
You did
man.
It.
I did do it, and I felt really
because
good.
Because you say you're not a man, but you're kind of a car guy, right? How many don't you guys have like a ton of cars?
I don't have these cars.
I do.
These are Moses
I am kind
cars.
Of a car guy, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. I like them, but I don't know how to repair them. I have a
Yeah, I hear that.
I have a very manly two cars. I have a Corvette, a 1990 Corvette, and I have a Dodge Cummins, Dodge Ram Cummins diesel motorhome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of a kind.
Pop-up camper, dude.
It's not even a pop-up. It's stay popped up.
Yeah.
And it's so
is that
high
a three
up.
On the tree? What is that?
No, it's a stick shift.
It is a stick shift.
Do you drive stick, Natasha?
Hell no.
No, she can't drive the thing. But it's...
I lift.
He just turned into the most chauvinistic...
She can't drive the thing.
Nah, you can't.
You need to start slapping your bumper stickers on the back of lifts as you're getting in. They'll never fucking know. They'll never know who did it or anything.
That truck is so masculine that once I was having an issue with it, and we stopped at this little mechanic in a town on the coast. What was the name of that town? Do you remember?
No.
Oh, anyway, it's by Hearst Castle up there. And
Pismo Beach?
The guy, it's close to there. And the guy goes, looks at me, and he laughs. And he goes, ha! It's a lot of truck for you, don't you think?
Yeah. Like, you should see my roof.
I showed him my steam. I was like, oh,
one
shit.
Peak, two
peak
many.
One, peak two.
Have you ever come close to a near-death experience, Natasha?
I remember once in New York, like, stepping out in front of a car and then seeing, like, a city bus, like, whoosh. Like, if I would have just, like, walked one step further.
There was also that time that I fucked you in the hospital bed when you were on all those drugs. Remember? That was sort of near-death.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, right. Well, I do.
We'll be right back.
I love your love.
It is a good love. Well, I was going to say, you mentioned this earlier about you guys going, do you not remember this?
I mean, I don't know. Oh.
I feel like that sounds
speaking of manliness.
Yeah, speaking of manly, that's where
that
I was
that is
thinking.
Like, I do believe, honestly, that my sort of nerdy exterior, like, I didn't... Like, I love the way I look, and I think that I like my style.
That's
and stuff.
Nice to hear.
It's true. Yeah. But I also, nice I'm not like self-conscious.
You don't hear guys say that
Well, it's
often.
Just I'm not self-conscious about like, oh, I wish I was tougher. But I also like, you know, I grew up poor. I grew up in Oakland. I grew up like when I was a young kid, thought I was like tough. So I do think that like there's a lot of manhood is just this looming concept for me. It's in my stand-up, like what it means to be a man. It's like a big part of my whole next hour is about like what manhood is and how I became a man. So manhood is this big theme in my life, basically, even though I look a little bit beta. So anyway, why did we think about getting a gun? We were thinking about getting a gun.
Because Trump was elected.
No. It was before that. We had something weird happen.
Yeah.
And I
remember.
Yeah, you don't even have to say if you don't want.
I would love to.
Oh, go.
You started getting into fights with people on Facebook.
Oh, that is true.
were you getting threatened?
Were like, oh, I know where you live.
There was something
that's
that happened
scary
after
part of
Trump.
That shit.
It was, and I don't. I'm
no,
tired
it's from
of
your show. Because Moshe had a
no, this
TV
is
show.
Pre-show. This okay. is pre-show. But there was something that happened after Trump got elected that I noticed there was a shift in the, not in the hatred, but in the areas that people would take it to. All of a sudden.
You mean on social media?
On social media.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I started getting the, like, stuff like I know where you live and I can get there kind of message.
They would get mad because Moshe would outsmart them because they should have never been in a conversation with him to begin with.
I should have never been in a conversation with them to begin with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would just reply to me, do you have a ladder?
Because come on by.
I'm 100 feet up, dude. Dude, there's no way you're getting,
you ain't getting
I have
up
a
here.
10 story house.
Don't go up to top. Yeah,
no, I have a 10 story house with a donut maker at the top of it. So. You got to be kidding me.
Wait, so each story is 10 feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Basically, that's so like a good judgment.
So you thought it was 100 feet.
Whatever. It's 30 feet then. Or something. It's high.
And I was like, congrats on the hotel.
Yeah,
guys.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
I would start getting these messages like, I know where you live, and you know I could find you. And I was really into trolling people for a long time. That's been a big part of my social media. I would like really...
That's your crowd work.
I would go for... Exactly. Yeah. I would go forever. I was down to go forever. And when that started to happen, I realized like, you know what? If you say I know where you live, like you win.
Yeah.
Right? And Natasha, you would tell me.
I would say don't engage stupid people.
Yeah, she's always had like a kind of wisdom about social media.
Yeah.
Right, I just like get off
deep.
Of it.
That's so deep.
But honestly.
But also, like, she's always felt like people saying negative things online about her.
That also
don't
could
matter.
Apply just to regular life, too. Don't engage stupid people. Not just on social media. Just, I think.
But it's like in any other form of life, Moshe would not be having a conversation with this person. They're, like, not at his intellectual level. They're not at. There's no reason. You guys don't have anything in common other than he hates what you like or you like what he hates or whatever it is, you know?
I'm saying it's deep. She it's really deep. She gets it. She signed off Facebook like 10 years ago and was just like,
you've
why would
off?
I be on that?
You're off?
I mean, Facebook was never for me. And I just deleted Twitter, but I still have it. But I have
I
to
just,
like...
I've been thinking about, dude. I just read this article with Elon Musk said he wants to buy Facebook for the sole purpose of deleting it.
Yeah.
Because he thinks it's the worst. They have everything. It's never gone. Your information is stored with them. Other people don't see it, but just deactivated. And they have all of our shit.
I think it would be so cool if people got off Facebook.
I do too. It does nothing.
I agree.
It does.
I mean, I think it would be cool because I think people would have like a renaissance with themselves.
The
they
only
would be,
good
and
thing.
And each other.
Yeah, for sure. And also think about how many relationships have ended on Facebook walls. Like how many familial relationships, father, son, like mother, daughter, like are over because of Facebook
publicly
walls.
On a Facebook wall.
Yeah.
I remember my uncle when I was having a problem with the vets a long time ago. Like I said a joke about the vets and they were rude to me. And my uncle, who's also my godfather, was like, yeah, this girl sucks. I'm
right.
Like,
talking
this
about
is my dad's brother.
Oh, yeah. You know what I found? This is like just a minuscule. There's so many.
It's pretty funny.
It's amazing.
I'm not related to her, but I gotta say, she sucks.
I mean, it's this girl too. Not
by the way, happy birthday, Natasha. I know Moshe.
My godfather, whatever that means.
Your uncle's like, bitch, I really know where you live. I've been over for family gatherings.
Okay, so you felt threat enough from Facebook, which makes sense.
There was a couple other little things that happened where I was like, okay, we should maybe take security at our house to a different level. Like, we got a security system. And I was thinking about getting a dog, like a Rottweiler, not a Rottweiler, a German Shepherd.
I was against that.
She didn't want to do that. And I was thinking, maybe we should just get a gun. And then I'm thinking, we should try like shooting a gun. I never shot a gun. So I'm like, let's go shoot a gun. You know, I'm going to try this. I'm excited about it. Once I start thinking about it, I'm getting excited about it. We go to this place called, Natasha agrees to come with me, right?
I mean, this is the worst place to shoot a gun, I think.
Where? Well, we went to this place called the LA Gun Club.
And there's like no vetting.
Oh, it's crazy.
In downtown?
Oh, well,
we
yeah.
went to one place in Burbank, and the guy was like, you have to go through our entire class, you have to get vetted, and then we'll let you shoot on the range, which is...
You guys are like, we don't vet anybody. We're in a theater in Minneapolis.
You're like, bring them up.
Yeah.
Bring them up.
And that, for some reason, didn't sound good to me. So I'm like, oh, there's a place where you just show up, go up. It's like the potluck at the comedy store.
The guy was literally like, okay, well, you take this. How many rounds you want? And we're like, I guess 100. And then we're like, okay, so yeah, you just like take the gun and then put your hand here.
One for
then,
every
okay.
foot at my house.
I said, let's get you.
And he's
buy-
like, oh, make sure you put, don't move your hand from here because something bad could happen. Okay, right. Have fun.
What were you
and
shooting?
I was just like, whoa.
We got a.
And they have the guns too, right? You pick out the guns.
Yeah.
You pick out the guns and you also pick out the poster of the thing you want to shoot.
You walk in and I would say the training is comedically short. It's like, do you have a driver's license? And just like Natasha said, it's like, here's a safety.
You got fingers?
Yeah. All right, come on in.
And also, like, I thought it would be funny because it was right after Trump got elected.
Oh, she's doing anti-Trump jokes.
I was like, hey, do you guys have any pictures of Trump we can shoot?
Do you have a Trump target?
Do you have a Trump target?
And he goes, no. We'll get a Hillary one, though. It's like there's not, and I'm tapping her under the
like you're saying shit about the president.
This is not a time
I'm
to
like,
be like,
don't make Trump jokes about not in front of my guys. And and they're like, they're not into the joke. You know, this is like Trumpville in L.A. And I think we got a Glock. Do you know? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we both we got a Glock.
And we got like the double amount of rounds.
Right. You can get one box of ammo or two boxes of ammo. And I'm like, we should get two. I mean, this is going to be fun. And we walk to the back. And he's like,
all indoors.
It's all indoors. There's no like booth. It's just an area.
Sounds like the place I went. I went to one just like this in
it's
Van Nuys.
Oh, in Van Nuys.
This is in Van Nuys.
Well, this is downtown.
Same way, though.
But yeah. You have a little box that you're in, like a little.
Barely.
Box.
And there's like one guy.
And he goes, they go, don't turn around. There's dudes in there with a vest. And I go, wait a minute, why don't turn around? He's like, we've had really bad shit happen here.
He said that?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Oh, wait. Remember who was the person on the poster?
Well, hold on. We'll get
don't
to that.
Don't turn around.
But they go, at a certain point, somebody does turn around, and it's literally like from the back, like, sir, put the gun down. No.
No. Yes. You know what it was? It was that someone had a machine gun and was doing, and like someone was like, no rapid fire.
Right.
No rapid fire. And he was just like doing a machine gun.
It wasn't a machine gun, but you can get like.
It was a big, I don't know what it was.
Semi-automatic.
Extreme, like AR-15.
He was doing what he was not supposed to be doing there.
Within 30 seconds of walking in. You can get that. Okay. So we walk up, and Natasha was saying, there's a wall of fame. There's a wall of fame for this. There's a celebrity wall. You remember who it was, Doc?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf is the only celebrity they have on there.
The only one.
Not what you want. You do not want a mentally unstable
rapper.
Anyway,
amazing rapper, by the way.
We walk in.
Have you seen him?
Mm-hmm.
We walk in to the area.
Seriously.
And there is no booth.
Got flow?
Is he really? He's not a good rapper.
Was Sway. He was on
he
that.
He crushed
I think
Sway.
He was on Sway.
You don't understand, Sway.
I'm pretty sure that's what he was on, and he did really well.
Really?
Yeah.
He crushed.
Mm-hmm. That disappoints you, though,
I'm gonna
doesn't
go
it?
Yes,
I know it's going to get under
I'm going to go Google
skin.
That.
Like, yeah,
he's got talent.
I want to go do Sway.
Talent isn't just
that's
in one
right.
area.
It also doesn't mean you can't be crazy as fuck.
So, Mosh, tell him how many rounds we did.
So, we got in, and it's like open air. It's like the dude who you also know is poorly trained in the bad shit has happened area is a foot away from you. And they're just like, ga, 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 ga. It's so loud. It's like.
And you have the headphones on.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And all of a sudden, I'm feeling like I'm so scared. I shoot one round. I'm feeling like peak one, peak two kind of feeling. I'm in a bad place, right? The moment I shot the first round, I'm like, this isn't for me. Natasha, what did you think?
Oh, I wanted to leave immediately. As soon as they started screaming no rapid fire at someone who had a machine gun or whatever it is, a magazine rifle.
So the guys literally could have just turned to you, shot you in the head. I mean,
these people could be drunk. They could be high.
No
vetting.
That's right. Yeah, anyone could walk.
What, they had a license?
And I shot the first shot, and I'm like, Natasha, I'm like, I am done. There is no way I want to keep doing this.
But if there's any stalkers listening, I don't need any more practice, man.
I got five
No,
I'm like, if there's any stalkers listening, we do have a gun at our house.
Yeah,
I learned how to use it. In the end,
we got the gun. At any rate, we're both like done. And I'm looking down, though, and I bought two boxes of rounds. There's only eight. I'm trying to put bullets back in. My hands are shaking. I'm like.
He's pushing his glasses up.
Yeah. I got a copy of The Atlantic in my back pocket.
He's eating avocado toast.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm eating the buttermilk biscuit. So I got to go, but I can't face my guys back. You know, my buddies that I made when I walked in, I can't face them. And Natasha's like, let's go right now.
Here you are back with not wanting the painters to see.
Exactly.
We each shot one bang.
And Natasha is smart. Natasha's not a fucking idiot like me. So she's like, okay, let's go. Like, it's not a big deal. She's like, let's go get dinner. It's all good. Let's go. And I'm like,
why do you care what they think? It's much easier for her. Yeah, I get
who
it.
Who gives a shit? I'm looking at these dudes and I'm looking at these two boxes of ammo. I'm like, no way. So
found these back there, guy.
Actually, I literally did a thing. I walk up and I try to shoot more, and I just wanted to leave. I walk up with the thing of ammo, and I just throw Natasha under the bus so quick. I'm like, fellas, I mean, you know, I want to stay, right? I'm here all. I mean, I love gats. That's my shit right there. But the wife, You know how ladies are. She's a coward. I mean, I'm not doing the voice. I'm not doing a black voice, but I am. I literally did go like, she's just, you know, I can't
put it on her.
I straight up was like, we gotta go. You know how ladies. You know how ladies are. Anyway, we'll see you later.
Anyway, do you guys know a good vegan spot nearby? I dabble in veganism.
I like a duck too. If you can find me some duck.
Oh man.
Yeah, I would never go back.
No, I don't know that I would either. I do think to Gunn's credit, why am I trying to stick up for Gunn? Just in general, that is the worst. I've heard from Gunn aficionados that's by far the worst place to shoot a gun in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, there's good places and
better
places. I mean, obviously the place that wanted to vet you and make you take safety tests and things like that would have been the right place to go.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been squirrel hunting in Alabama.
Is that true?
I mean, I didn't do it, but I like watched them all.
I shot a quail once when I was a kid, and I was like real emotionally not into it. I didn't like it.
Squirrels are perfect because it's kind of like who gives a shit about squirrels.
Really? Okay. I would kill a coyote. I hate coyotes.
We should get a...
Eat it?
No, to have it die.
We have them outside of our house and we have three little chihuahuas.
They're all through our neighborhood. Do you have them over on the west side?
Probably not. I don't see them. I used to see them when I lived in the valley and I would see them running through the canyons and stuff.
In the valley, they got all over the place.
Get a pellet gun.
I've thought about that.
Handgun pellet gun.
Yep, I've thought about doing that.
Moshe always makes fun of the people because we've got this thing called Nextdoor, which is like a... what do you call it?
You guys don't have Nextdoor?
Yeah, it's like Nextdoor app.
Yeah, the Nextdoor.
When you know what's going on in the neighborhood?
It's always these like... fucking bleeding heart, like
coyote lovers
who are just like, these majestic people, we're in their space,
they're not
in our space, we're in their space. One person goes, this is just another effect of gentrification. I'm like, gentrification? You think we gentrify the coyotes? I'm like, I don't think that before white people moved to the east side of LA, that LA was like the wilderness. It was still an urban area. Yeah. It's not exactly gentrification that's making them come out. It was very funny too, because a guy in our neighborhood killed one. There's got to be a bunch of like crackpots like me. Yeah. So a guy in the neighborhood killed one, and Nextdoor just exploded. Who would do a murder occurred? A murder. And I'm like, by the way, I've called the Forestry Service. You can kill coyotes. Like, you're allowed to kill coyotes, which kind of, that's crazy, isn't it?
If they're on your property or, like, affecting your livelihood or something.
Self-defense only.
No.
He's in my kitchen, man.
Honestly, though,
He's fucking my wife.
Mosh, if we put...
I had to do what I had to do. That's my wife right there.
Fucking my wife.
If we put our baby in the little car seat out on the grass, that's right where the coyote was.
Yep.
They could.
You gotta understand one thing. Coyotes only.
A dango could eat your baby.
That's right. Coyotes only dangerous in packs. They're cowards if there's one of them.
That's not true.
It is true. It's 100% true. Two, they only attack in packs. When I was living in the hills, unlike above Barham, that's where I used to live, I heard them attack one night. And you ever heard that?
Oh yeah,
I've heard. What they do is
cat. Oh man, it's brutal.
They back.
It's way worse.
But that's what they do. They surround it and they all start barking so that the prey is gets disoriented. Yep. They don't know which way to run, and then they try to run, and there's a coyote there, and then they all fucking boom. And
they're
they go
smart
silent.
Too. They're smart. They do. They're actually some might say wily. The coyotes. They will do this thing where they walk up. One will go by himself to an area, and he'll be limping. He'll be limping, and then so the dog will kind of be like, oh, a dog will run out, and then all of a sudden all the coyote homies will pop around and be like dead meat. Not only that, it's pointless to kill them. This is what's really fucked up about them. Even though it's legal, unless you kill them in like en masse, when their population dips, they start having bigger litters.
Wow. Just
they know.
Instinctively, damn, they know amazing. They start giving
birth. Because they need to be in a pact.
It's so crazy.
Pact. Yeah, they have a pact. They made a pact to be in a pact, man.
But Moshe will troll the people on Nextdoor because they're like, you know, these dogs, we should leave them alone. And Moshe's like, we should haze them.
What we need to do, that's what we need to do with coyotes. You need to haze them.
They're like, I can't believe you'd say we should haze them. And then Moshe would just send a link to the like...
The Humane Society.
Humane Society says you should haze them. That's what you're supposed to do.
You know, the Humane Society. Anyway, whatever. We had a neighbor one time come over. There's a lot of weird shit in our neighborhood. Don't worry. We had a neighbor come over one time. This is a true story. He comes to our yard. He's crazy, this dude. He's got an NRA hat on.
just to set the scene.
You live here in Los Angeles.
He lives, yes.
Yeah. We live in the hills, though, and there's something called hill people.
Yeah, ooh. This dude comes over and he knocks on the door. He rings the doorbell to the gate, and I walk out. It's an old man, and he's like, hey. I was like, what's up, man? He's like, by the way, this is the lot across the street where we weren't sure anyone was living there for years. We thought that it was abandoned, and he's been living there. And he's like, did you guys hear? I was like, what? He's like, about the monkey. I'm like, the what? He's like, there's a monkey in the neighborhood. And I go, oh, okay. And he goes, it's not fucking funny. It'll rip your face off.
And by the way, I'm listening on the other side of the gate, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's a monkey. I truly thought he was for real. I didn't think people were that unmedicated. Funny.
So far, we've been talking about the wisdom of women and how stupid men are. This is like the opposite.
Yeah, that's
like
the flip side.
Yeah, the monkey man comes over. She's like, a monkey.
Why
you
would
say?
Someone say there's a? I mean, I don't know that monkey. There's coyotes on the loose. There's.
And I go, oh. At that moment, I'm like, Oh, yeah.
Thanks
the monkey.
For the heads up.
Yes, thank you. And he goes, are you going to call the city? I'm like. Oh, yes, I'm calling the city. He's like, did you want the phone number? I'm like, no, I call them
regularly.
I call them all the
time.
No,
you were like, I have Google, like, because he was like trying to get you the Yellow Pages
or
something.
He wanted to come in.
Yellow Pages.
He was for real saying there was a monkey in the neighborhood that wanted to rip people's faces off.
Are you sure that can't be true?
Of course it's not true.
Happened in Connecticut, remember?
What? No,
I don't
know. You don't remember when that woman had a pet monkey and it fucking ripped her face
off?
There's
wild turkeys in Rockford.
Yeah,
wild
turkeys in my town too, where I grew up.
Yeah, I've seen. Is that true?
Yeah,
they're just like these fat like animals just perching in your yard.
I've drank some wild turkey in my day. You know what I'm saying, fellas? Before I go climbing them roofs,
you know. Well, we have a little more time, right? How much time we?
Depends on you guys. We're
do we
want to
do any stories from the roasting that we talked about earlier? Because it's like it's indicative of what special is like at the end.
Our special's cool because like we were talking about, like Tosh does a traditional stand-up special. I do a traditional stand-up special. And then the third act is just us.
Live relationship counseling.
Yeah, we just bring these couples up.
And roast
them. And it's really fun and really funny. And like
and two people got married. One person has gotten a divorce.
One of the things that we struggled with, though, on the road sometimes.
I love that shit. They got married and divorced within the year
different
and a half.
People.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, there's been some breakups. One time we were in Santa Barbara, this couple came up.
Because we're making people address their issue. I mean, people are volunteering to get
right.
up.
Right,
sure.
And like I was saying, the Santa Cruz couple, like it got deep. In Santa Cruz, a couple came up and the woman was really upset. And she was like, yeah, he bought me this gift. And it was just like, it was really just not cool. And we were like, well, what was it? And she was like, it was a vibrator. And I'm like thinking, that's kind of... kind of cool, but then it was like the pathos of it was like he had been buying it because she took it as like I'm not satisfied, and there was like an actual kind of an emotional moment in there where he was buying it for her because he wasn't able to like communicate with her about their sex life, right? Yeah. This is funny stuff, man.
Well, that's
that's what's on the special is pathos. we've had weird couples though.
So wait, what happened to them?
Wait, I mean,
did they resolve it?
Yeah, I don't remember what we told him. But we had a good moment there for him to take the vibrator away and for them to go to a class together or something like that to talk about their sex.
What about the girl who like was a professional cam girl and like shoved a brush up her pussy?
Oh, that was funny.
And her husband was like,
because the way the structure is we ask them what their pet peeve is about their partner. Like, what's your pet peeve? What's your pet peeve? And her pet peeve was that she thought her husband, you remember what it was?
It was too controlling.
Yeah, too controlling. I go, your husband's not controlling. You're a sex worker. He's very open-minded.
Do you guys know what these cam girls are? Is that stupid to ask boys there? Yes. No, do all men do this?
I don't like a cam girl.
I've never watched a cam
girl.
That's
too
intimate,
right?
I've met a couple.
You put your credit card in, and the girl's just like, hey, what are you into? And they show you their butt, and then they just like...
And he said that he would be downstairs... with picture in picture on his TV, watching the game or whatever, but then like also watching her cam girl stuff, just to, I don't know what, to make sure she was safe or something like that.
Crazy.
Get that brush out your pussy. That's my good brush. That's my good brush.
But it is kind of fascinating to know.
He's watching it picture in picture down there. Jesus Christ. Man. I tell you, people are fucking crazy.
We had some other one come up. This girl was like, it was two 18-year-olds.
That's my good
It was
brush.
So, that was, remember the one in Miami? There was these two 18-year-olds that came up. And the girl is like, I just don't know how we're going to stay together. Well, we're both going to school. And the boy gets up, and what this dude looked like it was a scene, a cut scene from Glee. I mean, he might as well have been doing rhythm gymnastics down the. He's just like, Natasha! And he's like, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I'm going, and the whole audience is like, and like, you're not going to stay together. And I'm like, where are you guys going to school? And he's like, New York. I'm like, great. This would be a great place for you to find yourself. Like, and I'm like, what are you studying? Musical theater. Musical. This dude could not have been more of a cliche. And it was so funny because the audience knew it, but it wasn't clear if he knew it, if she knew it. It was just like this. We were, and you couldn't really roast him that hard because like
you want to be sensitive, especially if. If he doesn't know or isn't willing to
or
know.
Or she doesn't know, too. She was like, kind of like, it almost felt like in that moment, she was like, when everybody was laughing, she was like, oh, my boyfriend gay. He gay.
Man.
It was really fun. There's been everything.
Oh, remember we called him up and we were like, what do you guys do for fun? He's like, oh, no. We were like, oh. What's your pet peeve? And she was like, you know,
she goes, well, he's a little bit dramatic.
No, but then remember she goes, he embarrassed me at the Adele concert.
Oh, man.
Like, he it's made them go everything. To an Adele concert.
He's like, I love Adele, diva!
Oh, my God.
It's always fun. There's always crazy
shit. Just watch
fun
our
shit.
Special.
The yeah. special has some really funny and bizarre shit that happened. One thing that didn't make it, but there's some really awesome stories in the special. There's like a dude whose girlfriend, the wife's parrot is a bigger, like she's more in love with the parrot than she is with him. There's like there's all kinds of weird
so
shit.
So is
going
it 30
down.
Stand up, 30 stand up, and then 30 or an hour of
30 of the,
so
of
90
the
minutes, three episodes. It's like
three
you said
episodes. Yep.
And what's it called again?
The Honeymoon Stand Up Special.
It's awesome.
April 17th. I'm very proud of it. I think it's very unique,
be, yeah.
very unique and very cool way to see stand up.
It's basically our honeymoon, but we're on tour.
Yeah,
and I think it's awesome that you guys can do it together too.
Yeah,
you know, that's rare.
We had one. Should I tell that story? The Hawaii story.
Yeah.
The one couple. One of the issues with this show is that sometimes it's difficult to figure out how to end it because it's like it doesn't have a big ending because it's just like you could end on a laugh, but it just feels like it wants something more. In
we want some kind of solution,
some little like ending piece.
Yeah.
So we were trying to. We're trying to figure out
trying to end this relationship.
No, we brought this one couple up and they were telling the story about like they had a story where they had lost the
everything in a fire.
And I had this idea like we were going to offer them maybe we would offer them like a trip to Hawaii like to like do their honeymoon, you know, because we offered it to them, but the moment after we offered it to them they go oh no, we offered it to them. Like we would like you guys. Maybe we'd like you guys to go on a honeymoon of your own, and we can send you there.
They
and
basically we'd
like,
said,
and
like,
they go, oh no, we got all the. Thank you so much. We got all the money back from.
No, he basically said
insurance.
No, he goes, we're white.
Yeah,
we had insurance.
That's straight
Did
up.
He?
And it's like the moment we've already offered the trip. This isn't making the special. He's like, it was literally that. He's like, yeah, I mean, look at us. We had insurance. And we just had to be like, okay, well, thank you for...
And no hearts.
Yeah, right.
We had no connection to anything.
Anyway, the special is, I think what's cool about it is that it actually is special. Right, Natasha?
Yes. I'm just writing down something that I want to do as a joke.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
This is a good show for that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's fantastic, you guys. I think it's going to be dope.
It's
out tonight.
Thank you.
Tonight,
it's out tonight. Right. Yeah, tune in when you're done here. Tune in tonight.
The Honeymoon Stand-Up Special. We're on our honeymoon. We're doing stand-up. It's very special.
Grab yourself a buttermilk donut. Check it out.
Your social media. Give your Twitter, whatever. Well, you don't have Facebook anymore, so whatever you have.
Where
will you be promoting it?
It just like, I don't check it. It just like, it's a fan page.
At Moshe Kasher, at Natasha Leggero. We're both on Instagram, Netflix, April 17th, and from now on. It's on there, the Honeymoon Stand-Up Special. We are very proud. And guys, thank you so much for having us on.
You got it, guys. Thanks for coming.
I love doing this show.
Always great to see you guys. As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on all social media.
RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to you
all. I'm actually not on all social media. I'm only on some. Instagram. Can I plug my Instagram?
Yeah. Moshe did.
He did.
I did.
If you were listening.
All right,
you were
sorry.
Writing jokes. That's all right.
That's okay.
Talk to you all next Tuesday.